Justice Department officials said today they will seek the death penalty against Zakariya Massawi, the only person charged in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Massawi, a French citizen of Moroccan descent, is charged with conspiring with Osama bin Laden, the hijackers, and others to commit the terrorist attacks. His trial is to begin September 30th in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Alexandria, Virginia. Attorney General John Ashcroft made the announcement in Florida this morning.
I announce today that I have authorized the United States attorneys for the Eastern District of Virginia and the Southern District of New York to seek a sentence of death. Following my instructions, the United States attorneys have filed a notice of intent to seek a sentence of death. In the notice, we have alleged numerous reasons called aggravating factors, which we believe indicate why the death penalty is appropriate. Among these reasons is the impact of the crime on thousands of victims. To that end, we remain committed not only to carrying out justice in this case, but also to ensuring that the rights of the victims are fully protected.
Attorney General John Ashcroft. NPR's Justice Department correspondent is Barbara Bradley. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is no surprise, right?
Nope, no surprise at all, especially since the prosecutor in the case sent out letters a while back to family members of all the victims saying that the prosecutors wanted to interview them. They wanted to develop apparently 30 profiles or life stories about the victims. And now, Bob, this kind of victim impact evidence would be used during the death penalty phase of the trial. So we really did have a very good sense that they were heading for the death penalty.
Four of the six counts against Massawi can make him eligible for the death penalty. What's the government's evidence?
Well, as far as we've seen so far, the government's evidence is pretty circumstantial. The government, as you know, believes that Massawi was going to be the 20th hijacker, but then they arrested him a few weeks before the attack. The government's building this circumstantial case saying that, you know, Massawi's actions parallel those of the hijackers, that he was trying to learn how to fly a Boeing jet, that he got money from the same people that the hijackers got money from, that he called Mohammed Atta's roommate in Germany. So they're saying, look, there are all these parallels. That's why we believe he's the 20th hijacker.
The attorney general said one reason to seek the death penalty is because of the impact the terrorist attack had on the victims. What other reasons will the government give for the death penalty?
Right. These are so-called aggravating factors. Now, according to the filing, the government's going to argue that Massawi committed the offenses in an especially, quote, heinous, cruel, and depraved manner. That is, that the way this offense was conducted, it created torture for people who had to decide whether to burn to death or jump out or whatever. It also says that this was a premeditated act. It says that the sheer number of victims, 3,100, makes this the largest loss of life in any criminal act, and that merits a death penalty. And also, they're arguing that this act was intended to cause disruption to New York City. All these things, they say, are aggravating factors that mean that he should get the death sentence.
And how will the trial proceed if Massawi is found guilty?
Well, as you know, every death penalty case consists of actually two trials. The first is the guilt phase. That's when the jury decides whether he's guilty of conspiring to help the terrorists. The second is another mini trial, and that's called the penalty phase. And that's when the prosecutors can introduce these aggravating factors, you know, like things like the numbers of victims and the way they died, that kind of thing. So that's the first part of the penalty phase. Then we have the defense part. They can rebut the government's statements about aggravating factors by saying, look, there are mitigating factors here. That is, you know, Massawi didn't have any criminal record before this. He shouldn't be put to death. Another mitigating factor would be that he wasn't a major player. And actually, this is where it gets really interesting. The prosecution is going to argue that to convict Massawi of conspiracy to commit this terrorist act, he only needed to be a minor player. So the defense can then take that and turn it around and say, aha, you said he's only a minor player to convict him, but you need him to be a major player to give him the death penalty. So this is going to be a really, really interesting phase of the trial.
Do I recall correctly that Massawi told his flight instructors he didn't need to learn how to land?
Well, there's a little bit of conflicting evidence on that, but what was really clear is that he didn't intend to be a pilot through and through.
NPR Justice Department correspondent Barbara Bradley.